some Post Malone bringing us in. Have you seen his new face tats?
No.
So he's got one over his eye, and I can't remember what that one says, but he just got two under his under each eye. Yeah. And I think it says, like, always tired. Like that.
Can I get that?
This guy looks like a, I don't know.
Always tired. He's a great musician. I actually really like his stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he's awesome.
He looks like a beauty to me.
Yeah, he's a piece of work.
Always tired.
He's from, I think he lives down in Dallas. Maybe Bobby Mack will be partying with Post Malone. I'll bet you Bob's got some Post Malone on his iTunes.
No, I doubt it.
He's an eclectic musical man, but Bob McKenzie.
Bobby Mack likes the hip and...
You'd be surprised.
No Post Malone for Bobby
Mack. I'll say Jerry's 85%.
I say 6%.
Zero.
The Hockey Insider brought to you by Finance. Bob, do you have any Post Malone on your iTunes?
O wins the prize.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Do you know who Post Malone is?
No.
There okay. You go. See?
All right.
And I usually try to stay reasonably up to date on this music or that music, but that's not one that I'm familiar with. So elaborate for a second and tell me who he is and what he does.
Well, he's a hip-hop artist. He's kind of new. He's been out for a few years, but...
Yeah, no.
That's
no.
Where you can just stop Hayes right there and say, all right, let's move on.
Swing and a miss. So Barry Trotz officially becomes the head coach with the Islanders, and immediately everyone's trying to figure out what this means for John Tavares. What would you say about that?
Well, I would say it's another key piece of the puzzle. No question about that. I mean, knowledge is a good thing. And if you're John Tavares, now you know who the coach is. Now you've been talking to the coach because Barry Trotz has said he's already had a good conversation with John Tavares. You could also, John Tavares' next question might be, are you bringing a goaltender along with you? Because that's obviously an area of concern for the Islanders. And the funny thing is, maybe Trotz will bring a goaltender along because Philip Grubauer is a... restricted free agent who Washington cannot re-sign. They're auctioning him off in the Islanders, Carolina, Detroit, Colorado, Chicago. A lot of teams looking for a goaltender, either a high-end backup or a low-end number one, or a platoon situation. And Washington thinks they might be able to get a first-round pick plus something through Grubauer. So we'll see how that plays out, but. The Tavares watch is still on, and I don't think we're any closer to learning anything definitively other than it can't hurt the New York Islanders that they now have a head coach, and the head coach is a Stanley Cup winner and Barry Trotz.
I don't care if they bring in Patrick Waugh in his prime. I still think if he waited this long, he is going to sit and listen to the whatever Dregs mentioned, 3 to 5 teams. I don't know. That's just me. If you
I think
go this
you're right.
Yeah,
I think you're probably right. It's starting to head more in that direction. I mean, the shopping period begins on Sunday. Like, it's Thursday. So logic would suggest. And again, funny, logic sometimes goes out the window where the heart's involved. But you would think if John Tavares has gotten this far, if you got to Thursday, you might as well go to Sunday, I would think. But again, you never know. Anything could happen in the next 48 hours.
Well, what's really brewing down there? I mean, there's so many big names that could potentially be on the block and potentially be moved, but is there one big name in particular you have your eyes set on more than anybody else?
Well, I think there's a number of things that are happening. Obviously, the Tavares situation bears watching. Next up would be Ilya Kovalchuk. Some of these teams that are interested in Kovalchuk, chiefly the Kings, the Sharks, the Boston Bruins, maybe to a little lesser extent, the Vegas Golden Knights, they want to find out before the draft what's going on with Kovalchuk. Now, whether they do or not remains to be seen, but that's a significant name that's out there. The Erik Karlsson thing, I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum. You've got to mention it because there's no name bigger that potentially could be on the move. Then you've got a whole bunch of, relatively significant names. Brian O'Reilly from the Buffalo Sabres, Max Pacioretty from Montreal Canadiens, Jeff Skinner from the Carolina Hurricanes. So there's lots of notable names in play for sure.
My favorite GM, Peter Chiarelli, speaking with the media today and saying that 10th pick, man, it's up for grabs. Give me a shout. What do you have? people are panicking in Edmonton that this is going to go south. And last night it was ugly because Taylor Hall won the Hart Trophy. But what's the likelihood of the Edmonton Oilers actually trading that 10th pick?
Well, right now, it's got to be for a defenseman that they really, really want. And I don't know that there's one that's necessarily available. Chiarelli says he talked to teams about it, but I don't know that there's a natural fit. And again, it doesn't have to be a right shot defenseman. He said that today. I was talking about that yesterday on SportsCenter. An offensive defenseman is what they're after. Right shot, left shot. Right shot's preferable, but those are harder to come by and they're more valuable. So I'm not sure there is a natural fit. I know the guy that Edmonton and a bunch of teams would move heaven and earth to try and get, and that would be Ryan Ellis from the Nashville Predators, but he's not technically available right now. But he's got a year left on his deal. It's a real team-friendly deal. And, you know, I don't know if Nashville can afford to sign him long-term, or whether he would be prepared to take a big enough hometown discount to make it work for Nashville. And if that's the case, and again, there's no time pressure on David Poile, but you know, if he gets an indication that he can't get Ellis signed, well, then at some point, whether it's this summer or once the season begins, then Ellis potentially is a guy that comes into play. And I think he would fetch a tremendous return because I think a lot of teams project him as a top-pairing defenseman in their scheme of things, even if he's not always that with Nashville.
With Bob McKenzie, our Hockey Insider, is there a Maple Leaf player with term on his contract that has the potential to be moved this weekend that we should be focused on?
I haven't really thought about that one. I don't think there's an obvious one. I don't think there's a name like this guy's being chopped or that guy's being chopped. I don't know, at least do a pretty good job of keeping the lid on speculation. I think it's less about who might go out the door and more about, you know, can the Leafs get into the Tavares shopping period on Sunday, Monday, and would they be one of the teams? And my expectation is, no guarantees, is that, yeah, if Tavares goes to the shopping period and decides that there's five or six teams that he's prepared to talk to, I'd be the least surprised guy in the world if the Leafs are one of those teams. It doesn't mean they're going to get him. Don't be radioing me now and saying Bob McKenzie says the Leafs are getting Tavares. But I would just assume that, I know that the Leafs would be one of a half a dozen teams Tavares would at least want to talk to.
Bobby, I know you do a lot of polls and interview GMs. If you could put together a top three or four or five poll of which general managers you're interested to see on what kind of body of work they do this weekend, who would they be?
Well, I think that there's some teams that are real busy right now. Carolina Hurricanes. So whether it's Tom Dundon, your favorite team, Tom Dundon, Don Waddell, Rick Dudley, Paul Kropelka, the list goes on and on. You've got a large group of people in that thing. Some people say Dunn is the final authority on everything, and I would assume that he is. But that's a team that's very active, talking to a lot of teams about bodies out and bodies in. Buffalo Sabres, another team that's talking to a lot of teams about bodies in and bodies out. Those would be two in particular that I would think are trying to get some done. We'll keep an eye on the Canadian teams, obviously. Montreal Canadiens, what are they going to do with Pacioretty? Are they going to be able to find a center? They'd like to get Ryan O'Reilly out of Buffalo, but the price is steep right now, so those would be some of the ones that would jump out at me.
Enjoy it down there, Bob. Thanks for doing this.
Awesome, fellas. Thanks.
Bob McKenzie, just in under the wire before that phone went.
I was just going to say, his phone was wavering and you were on the...
No, I'm a patient guy.
You were on tilt.
I'm a patient guy. The Hockey Insider brought to you by Finance It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt, then break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance It.